20 years of war have left Afghanistan a broken and tragic nation. Nowhere has the destruction been worse than in the Shomali Plain, the great fertile valley that extends for 50 miles north of Kabul, Afghanistan's capital. The Shomali Plain was the scene of considerable fighting when the Soviet Army occupied Afghanistan in the 1980s. But when the Taliban took over in the 1990s, the people of the Shomali experienced a trauma they never imagined. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
A van's tire breaks the thin ice of a puddle as it comes to a stop here on the Shomali Plain Road, about 15 miles north of Kabul. It's a cold, clear morning, and towering over the plain are the jagged, snow-covered peaks of the Hindu Kush Mountains. On both sides of the road are the remains of what were once villages and towns. Now it is a wasteland, everywhere piles of mud, bricks, and rubble. There is no green, all just varying shades of brown, here and there dotted by the rusting hulk of a dismembered tank or blasted jeep. Daoub Pakbin, an elderly man with a leathery face and a goatskin cap, gets out of the van and looks around sadly.
There is no house, no trees, no vineyard. Two sides of the road were full of the trees, and the location was very beautiful. Here, different kind of grapes and many kind of cherries and mulberries, apples, and so many different kinds of fruit.
Daoub Pakbin describes a place that is impossible to picture here, but once a million people lived on this plain, tending acres and acres of vineyards and fruit trees, raising their families. The area was the scene of much fighting with the Soviets, mostly along the main road. Deeper into the valley, life went on until the Taliban came. In the foothills of the Hindu Kush sits the town of Istalif. Here there are still some trees, and a small stream brings water from the mountains into the town. From the shattered veranda of what was once a government guest house, the entire valley spreads out in panorama. When the Taliban militia came to Istalif, they burned everything, says Abdullah Wazi Ferozi, and left nothing.
They took away all the peoples of this area, and they don't allow anybody to stay here with their family. All the houses, all the buildings, all the residents has been destroyed, and nobody can live here.
35,000 people once lived in Istalif. When they were driven out, some fled to Kabul, many to refugee camps in Pakistan. Some made the rugged journey by foot up the Panjshir Valley to the northeast, which the Taliban never were able to conquer. In the past few days, trucks have been arriving carrying former residents of the Shomali Plain back to their homes after nearly 3 years in the Panjshir Valley. Mahmoud Islam brought his wife and 9 children with him, hoping to reclaim their farm near Istalif. But he has been disappointed with what he has found.
We have just arrived here. We don't have food. We don't have warm clothing. We have nothing here.
What will you do now?
I can't do anything now. I don't have a shovel or a pickaxe, and I don't have seeds to grow, and I'm not able to do anything.
Will you stay here or go somewhere else?
If the United Nations help us, we would be able to stay here. If not, we will have to go somewhere else because there is no work here and we cannot get anything to feed our families.
The Taliban's depopulation of the Shomali Plain was the closest thing to ethnic cleansing in Afghanistan. The Taliban were largely Pashtuns from the south, and the Shomali was populated with Tajiks, Hazaras, and other ethnic groups of Afghanistan. It seems that the Taliban saw only enemies in the people of the Shomali. A cassette recording of a popular folk singer is playing from a parked car at the guest house in Istalif. He laments about his many unhappy days and pledges his life to the Prophet Muhammad and the other great figures of early Islam. Wazir Gul looks out over the valley from the veranda. As head of rural rehabilitation for the new government in Kabul, it's his job to help the people who once lived here recapture what were better days. But he says Afghanistan is not capable of doing it alone.
If there is no outside help from the friend countries, from the other resources, it will not be easy for them to rebuild their houses and gardens. If there is a kind of help, I'm sure that most of them, they will come next spring to the area.
Millions of people in Afghanistan are hungry. There is not enough food produced here to feed the nation. Life will have to return to the once fertile Shomali Plain if this war-ravaged nation is to survive. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Istalif, Afghanistan.